Our great friend joining us on the telephone today is Alan Pease from the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and that means those do-gooders must be up to good things if we're talking to Alan here on a Monday afternoon. What's up, my friend? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I had a kind of a rugged four past months, but I'm raring to go.
That little birdie told me you had a tough run at it there. Well, great to hear you're back in the saddle, and that's good. The weather's getting nice, and you guys are ready at the Kiwanis Club to start raising some more money.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Indiana. I'm tough.
That's right.
You know, there are two Kiwanis Clubs in Monroe County. There's the Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana, and they're the folks that put on the Balloon Fest every September. And we are Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and we do the Pancake Breakfast every April and Operation Chili for Children every October.
And now I'm hungry again.
And, yeah. And we're really, really excited because after 2 years of doing it drive-through, we're in person. And back at our original site at First United Church, 2420 East 3rd. And this year, well, and this will be the second year in a row that we have honored Keith Klein and the Keith Klein Memorial Fund, which is housed at the Monroe County Community School Foundation. And after he passed away, this fund was founded to raise funds specifically for middle schools, prompted by the success that Keith strongly supported of the media and broadcasting program at Jackson Creek Middle School. And over the last 6 or 7 years, Mike, they've won award after award after award. And so we wanted to continue this program and hopefully be able to expand it into the other middle schools in the Monroe County Community School Corporation. And so half the money we raise Saturday will go directly into that memorial fund, and the other half will go to our Kiwanis outreach programs.
Now, tell me about Kiwanis, the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, Alan. It seems like each year we talk, we have to add an extra number. We're in triple digits, right? 101 years, 102 years.
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking how old I was. yeah, this is our... And I got real quiet.
I noticed that.
I believe this is our 103rd year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we were founded in June of 1920. So this would be, even though it's 2022, it's actually our 103rd year. I think that's how it goes mathematically.
Well,
but, you know, I graduated from Indiana State.
Well, that's all right. We like the trees. There's nothing wrong with a little sycamore activity. Terre Haute. But here's what we love, the 2022 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. Also, it's just not a breakfast. You just don't walk in, sit down, let's eat and do that. You guys have all kinds of great programs. It's family fun. You can have folks that are car fanatics that you're going to help them out as well. And I'm going to try to help you out with the forecast. And it says right here I'm going to be serving breakfast. What time you want me there on Saturday, buddy? I'm going to have to get my griddle flipping skills back to normal here.
Well, the menu is pancakes, sausage, oatmeal, chocolate chip cookies, orange juice, coffee, tea, and milk.
I can make all
that. And I bet you can. And the volunteers from various organizations and Kiwanis Club will be preparing the food. And we have celebrity servers. You are officially a celebrity.
Oh, Mike. I'm serving. That's better than cooking. I'm way better at serving than I am cooking.
Yeah.
So I'm all right. Then I'll have to practice carrying my tray around, and I'll have to get that little towel that goes over your forearm. I'll have to make sure I've got my costume ready for that.
Okay. Well, actually, you'll be serving from a like a buffet line.
Gotcha.
And each celebrity will be serving a different item: pancake, sausage, the cookies, whatnot. And the phone's ringing. I'm going to have to let it go to answering machine.
Yeah, I don't blame you. This is live radio, folks. You don't get this on any other show in town. You only get it on my show. This is we got cats, we got dogs, we got phones ringing, sirens. Sometimes I knock something over in the studio. That's how you know that I don't mail it in. We could have done this interview weeks ago and just hit play. Oh no. No, when Alan's here and we're raising money for a good cause, you get the whole buffet just like you're going to get on Saturday morning.
Let's go back to the menu. So in Keith Klein's honor, we have four celebrity servers that are going to be serving. That's Mike Glascott from Glass in the Afternoon on WDCL, of course, and brother William Morris. And he's the host of Just You and Me and Soul Kitchen over on WFIU Radio. And then we have Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain. And he has been a supporter of this pancake breakfast for 10 consecutive years. And then we also have Lieutenant Troy Thomas. And all four of the celebrity servers really thought a great deal of Keith, and they really think that the two projects we're raising the money for is very worthwhile. Now, I want to tell you, the cookies are coming from a program that Sheriff Swain brought about. It's a prisoners at the county jail go through a training program to learn how to become bakers. And these cookies are a result. And Nikki Ferris, who's in charge of that program, she thought it would be a real cute idea if we had oatmeal cookies fitting in with breakfast. And then she threw in some chocolate chips, because some people like to do that with actual hot oatmeal.
Ooh.
And then in addition to that, we're going to have on display Model A Fords from the 1930s, classic cars from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and then, depending upon availability, is the Sheriff's Squad Car and a Polaris UTV for kids 10 and under to touch and tour, but anybody can touch and tour them. And every child that does that 10 and under gets a free coloring book.
Hey, hey.
And then they can go on inside, and the child can go on inside and meet Miss IU, Shaylee Barnes, in person, and Miss Indiana's outstanding teen, who's actually from Bloomington this year, Kate Dimmitt. And they will then give that, each child a free box of crayons and a free balloon. And we're also going to have, what we hope, depending on availability, is the canine deputy, Figo. He's a two-year-old Dutch shepherd, and he's just a beautiful, beautiful dog. We're hoping that he'll be able to be there. The cost is still very reasonable. We really haven't messed with the cost for quite a while, and when we raise the price, it's only like a quarter or 50 cents. You know, most benefits have a high ticket price, and for a very valid reason. But we want families to be able to come to this. The whole thing about Kiwanis is an international group of volunteers dedicated to improving the world, one child and one community at a time. And so, therefore, the tickets for adults are $8, and tickets for kids 10 and under are $6. And then if you, and that's with cash or check. If you use a credit, debit card, or tap, or any of those other things, there's a 30-cent surcharge. And our community partners this year, Mike, are the Indiana National Guard, 2nd Battalion, 150th Field Artillery, Ivy Tech Community College, Drs. Fadi and Aileen Haddad, and Drs. Suhail and Alejandra Haddad, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Brad Swain, and WGCL Radio AM and FM.
You know, I'm glad, Alan, that the person I know least off of that list would be the sheriff's office. That's good. That means I haven't been in a lot of trouble in my life. Brad Swain's been on the program before. Dr. Haddad has operated on me before. Ivy Tech Community College, we all know about. Well, I guess I wasn't in the Army, so I will learn more about the National Guard 2nd Battalion and 150th Field Artillery coming right, up. And that's right. This Saturday, folks, and we're not running Alan off. We're just going to catch you up. The Keith Klein Memorial Fund and Kiwanis Outreach Programs benefit from the Pancake Breakfast, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's the First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street here in Bloomington. For more information, simply go to KiwanisBloomington.org. And Alan, do I need to buy tickets in advance, or can I just do this at the door? What's the easiest for your group?
We have been selling tickets in advance. It kind of helps us in how much to cook, to know how much to cook. But you can get them from any Kiwanis member, but you can get them at the door. Like at this point, We're hoping for like about 200 people. Well, advanced sales have been 53 tickets already, so that's a fourth of our goal.
Fantastic.
So I'm sure you won't have any problems if you come, and get the tickets will be readily available at the door. And we want to encourage everybody, bring your cell phone or bring your old 35-millimeter camera. Taking pictures is encouraged. You know, some of these classic cars are just stupendously beautiful. Maybe I'm prejudiced. And the Model A Fords, I think, are so unique. And it'd be great to take a picture of your kids or your grandkids, or your spouse with some of these cars. You can have your pictures taken with any of the celebrity servers, or with Miss IU Shaley Barnes, or Miss Teen Indiana Kate Dimmitt, or group pictures, or whatever you want to do. But there's no restrictions on taking photographs. We would really appreciate it, and we encourage it.
And, Alan, I've learned today, since my little boy plays in the Bloomington Junior League Baseball, if you wear your uniform down there, you get a little discount for the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show. So they've done a great job of promoting that to all the kids that are in the league and to all their parents. So if you want a game day before the game day breakfast, I know we've got a pictures and jamboree on Saturday. So that's later in the afternoon. So that will allow me to serve. That's a great one as well. So even remind everybody, pass it along, right?
Yeah, and that's not all. Any team in the Bloomington Junior League. Junior League Baseball. All the teams. If you're wearing the uniform, you get a dollar off your ticket. And also for scouts, any scouts that come to the door wearing their uniform will get a dollar off on their tickets too.
Now, Alan, if I'm busy like a lot of people are on Saturday, and I'm going to make time for you guys because I haven't served on a buffet line in a while. This will be like riding a bike for me. But I know some other folks are busy. Can I get this carry out, or do I have to sit down and eat here? Can you box it up and get me out the door quickly if I have to be somewhere else, or eat it on the road?
Yes. We got a supply of carry out boxes. So you just buy your ticket at the front, and you come in and ask for a carry-out box, and the service will fill it up for you, and you take off. And we're doing another thing that's kind of unique. The last 2 years, because of the uniqueness of the entire COVID situation, we extended ticket sales a week after the event for people who weren't able to come or didn't feel like they wanted to come or something like that. So you can just buy what we call, and Keith Klein coined this phrase, if you remember, non-tickets.
Right.
And
you don't even get a ticket.
$8 for adults, $6 for kids. Right. And just mail it to our P.O. box. It's Kiwanis Club, K-I-W-A-N-I-S, Kiwanis Club, P.O. Box 2121, 47402, and get them in the mail right away because we're extending it to Monday, May the 9th, and then we'll have the grand total. And we're doing it again because a number of people asked us if we were going to do that again. So we thought anything we can do to help the Kiwanis Outreach Programs and the Keith Klein Memorial Fund.
Well, I think that's a fantastic idea. As we know, people are very busy on Saturdays, very busy on weekends, and making a contribution without having the breakfast. Yeah, it's not the optimum, but that would be great. Because, Alan, tell the folks listening, these programs just don't help the Bloomington Junior Baseball League. The Kiwanis Outreach Programs just don't help the Bachelor Middle School TV in production. They help tons of local area programs. Give us some examples on top of that.
Right. Well, the Boys and Girls Club of Crestmont, Edgewood, and Crestmont, Ellettsville. Well, Edgewood and Ellettsville is about the same thing, aren't they? And Bloomington. And we do a great deal of work for visually impaired preschool services, which offers assistance to children between birth and age 3 and a half who are born blind or visually impaired, as well as their siblings and their parents. We've worked with a variety of other programs. We have so many sometimes we have to have a list so we can remember how many.
That's right.
And all of them are youth oriented. We believe in helping children from birth to college graduation. So we support Circle K at IU. We support Builders Club at Jackson Creek, obviously, for students who are in junior high. We have K-Kids for elementary schools, and we have Circle K for Bloomington High School, and Circle K of Bloomington for all the high schools in Bloomington, and Circle K at Edgewood for the Edgewood High School students. And there's a plethora of other programs. We've assisted Backpack Buddies in the past, and we'll probably continue doing so. And we've just begun supporting Foster Closet, and which is a very unique organization that provides. Very often, a child becomes a foster child in a matter of hours, and the family that's going to take them maybe has 35 minutes notice, or it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And they often don't have the supplies they need, especially if the foster child happens to be an infant or a toddler. So Foster Closet provides these things free of charge, and we're going to be helping out with getting stuffed animals and things like that, which is very important for a toddler or an infant when they're suddenly in a strange situation, and a toy or a stuffed animal seems to be very, very comforting for them, and blankets. Too. And that, like I said, that's just one of about 40 organizations that we try to assist and help. We're very active with the American Legion Auxiliary's Hoosier Girls State each year. And they're in the process of selecting candidates right now. You have to have finished your junior year and be starting your senior year in high school to be a delegate to Hoosier Girls State. And the local American Legion Unit 18 out on West 3rd, they'll foot the bill for you going. And you just need to contact the American Legion Auxiliary, and they'll give you a form to fill out and do an interview. And it's every teenage girl that I have ever spoken to, 20, 25 of them, who have gone to Hoosiers Girls State, said it changed their life. I mean, young lady after young lady after young lady. And we have women in our club now who went through Hoosier Girls State. And they say it was life-changing. So if there's any young ladies out there, this summer you'll be between junior and senior year, get a hold of the American Legion Auxiliary out on West 3rd and get your application in.
Yeah, or just come by. Or just
Hoosier Girls State this year is going to be in June. And I think it's going to be at Taylor University. I'm not real sure of which university it's going to be.
Well, just come by the 2022 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, mm-hmm. and we'll give you more details on how to get involved with all of that. Alan Pease is our guest this afternoon. And wrapping it up, Alan, we know that the Keith Klein Memorial Fund and the Kiwanis Outreach Programs will split the money raised Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Where are we going to be this year? Because the past years, we're not going to confuse anybody. Where are we going to be this Saturday, yeah. getting ready to put gas in our tanks to fill up for a busy weekend day in the morning on Saturday?
Right. We're going to be at First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street. That's where we did it for a number of years before COVID raised its ugly head. And that's right next to the IU Credit Union, adjacent to Eastland Plaza and McAllister's. It's that large church right there. First
Plenty
United Church,
of parking.
2420 East 3rd. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, and we're hoping to have up to 20 cars on display, and the display area is really, really nice, and that's where the squad car and the Polaris UTV will be on display for kids to touch and tour. I didn't even know what a Polaris UTV was until Brad Swain became our sheriff.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And kids seem to like that. You know, kids get a big kick out of the Model A Fords. I mean, their eyes, you just go like, whoa, when they see them, when they first see them. It's something that's so foreign to kids 10 and under.
Well, the good news is, their parents get the same look when they see your breakfast is only $6 for kids. That's another thing that will help as well,
right,
Alan.
Right,
and
right.
We will see everybody on Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It is the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antiqued Auto Show at the First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street. For more details, simple. KiwanisBloomington.org. And I'm going to go practice my scooping skills, Alan, all the rest of this week, and I'll see you on Saturday morning, my friend.
All right. Thank you, WGCL and Mike Glascott. We appreciate you.
You're the best, Alan. Don't forget that. Thanks for being on the program, my man.
And
I'll see you Saturday morning with my hairnet.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Hairnet and gloves.
You got it, buddy. Anything for you. And Kiwanis. All right. That's Alan Pease, our great friend from Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. 103 years they will be in June. Those local do-gooders are always trying to help improve our community. And Alan would talk about Kiwanis for 4 hours if I let him. That's how passionate he is about what they do. And their reach is full and strong across Bloomington and Monroe County, making our community a better place. And that's why I support them, and I hope you will come and join us on Saturday morning between 8 and 11. And, yep, I will serve you breakfast. How about that? What a deal. What a deal.